Hello, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs Special Edition On the Record. That means we're at the law firm of Tarlow, Reed, Hart, and Rogers. That also means my co-host is the one, the only, Mark Furman. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. Great to be with you today.
Thank you very much, Mark. Juggling microphones today. Our first guest, or second guest, we have both in the same box, George Moker, Director, Suffolk University Center for Entrepreneurs, and Tom Sullivan, Partner at Lando and Anastasia. Welcome, gentlemen. So what are we going to talk about first? We're going to talk about the Entrepreneurial Center?
Well, we're both actually affiliated with the Entrepreneurial Center as well.
Great, so tell us about it.
I'm George, if you want to tell about this.
Yeah, so we have a Center for Entrepreneurship at Suffolk University right near the State House. It's on 1 Beacon Street. And we run our academic programs out of there in addition to providing services for local business startups, mentorship, consulting type of engagements where our academic programs are fully engaged with local businesses. And we do as part of an experiential practicum with them.
How long has Suffolk had this program?
The center's been around since 2003, so we're going on 16 years. We moved to 1 Beacon in 2015.
You know, entrepreneurship and Boston, they're a little bit synonymous right now, and it's a very competitive marketplace. It used to be that there was maybe one school, then two schools. Now it seems like all the schools are doing entrepreneurship. Why did you jump into the pond with all the other schools? Did that make it more difficult, or is it just a necessity?
Well, if we think about the timing that we did it, we were more in front of the pack at the time that it happened. So when we started this in 2003, we had roughly 30 or 40 students that were engaged. And not a lot of startup activity at that point in time. Since that time, we've grown to nearly 500 students that are coming through the program, and we get about roughly 20% of them start businesses over a period of time after they graduate. So we didn't come in later on, we were sooner. But at that point, though, if you think about the way Boston's set up, yes, so you have to have entrepreneurship to really be responding to what the community needs.
So, would you say that the program is a unique program? How would you say you've carved yourself out?
Yeah, the unique side would be we have more of a clinical model where our students are consultants to local businesses, so we help the local community out in that area. So our entrepreneurs get to see business as it's run through the eyes of other entrepreneurs before they go and start their own companies. So that experiential component where they're hands-on in really in-depth consulting, where they're driving the whole engagement with client organizations, I think that's what sets us apart.
And Tom, just since you're tagging along, what's your role with the program?
So, I'm an IP attorney, I guess is my main job, but for the last six years, I've been working with George as an adjunct professor in the entrepreneurship department at Suffolk. So working with some of these startups, I can bring some of my work experience working with entrepreneurs in my practice into the Entrepreneurship Center.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your firm as well?
Sure. So my firm, Lando and Anastasia, we started up about 15, 16 years ago. We're an IP boutique of about 35 attorneys practicing in all technical areas, biotech, pharma, electrical engineering, computer science, as well as chemistry areas. We do litigation, we do IP protection, so a full-service IP firm.
And where's your offices located?
We're on 1 Main Street in Cambridge, right in the middle of Kendall Square, kind of where all the new tech activity is.
So back to George, if you don't mind.
Sure.
George, why don't you give us a little bit of your background, how you sort of evolved into this position?
I started my first business when I was 9. It was a candy store. So I had a little bit of this entrepreneurial spirit when I was younger. Went from there to a software company. I developed a company around government contracting to compute indirect rates. Then from there, I started a CPA consulting firm. So I'm a CPA by practice. And sold that firm a year and a half ago. I'm now a director of another firm up in Newburyport, Ambrosi Donahue Congdon, where I work with government contracted companies that are federally funded. And brought that experience with, it's really around research, biotech, a lot of IP that goes on, and help those companies commercialize their technologies as they might be looking for the next step of whatever their exit strategies are going to be, from a startup phase to some type of acquisition.
Interesting. Is your student makeup unique as well? Because I know some schools attract from different regions of the country and even over the world. So have you targeted certain areas?
I'm not sure we targeted certain areas, but we do have a very global mix of students. We have about 45% of our student population is international. The other 55% are spread out throughout the U.S., but mostly concentrated in the Northeast region.
Interesting. And what about your teacher mix? Do you have a philosophy of, you know, professors versus adjuncts? Because that's always been of interest to me.
Yeah, we look at our, before we hire our full-time faculty, so these would be tenure-track faculty, we look at practical experience, because entrepreneurship, you need some sense of, you got to live it in order to teach it. And so our full-time faculty have that experience, and then our adjuncts, they're all practitioners. So we have roughly a 50-50 mix between the two groups of individuals, between full-time and part-time, and they bring a nice balance of the various aspects of business into the classroom. So it's not just about one topic called entrepreneurship. They may bring in finance, law, distribution, whatever the various needs are of one single business.
Now, other than Tom's background as an IP lawyer, are there other lawyers who are either professors or adjuncts at the center?
Yes. So we have a couple of attorneys who teach in our Entrepreneurship 101 course that all of our first-year students take in the business school, the Sawyer Business School. And we've had attorneys in the past. But we bring in CPAs, we bring in marketers, we use various backgrounds, designers, depending on the types of programming that we're offering for that given academic year. It tends to be very dynamic because we change things frequently.
Interesting. I'm just trying to think of other ways that the program might be unique. Can you help me with that a little bit?
I think the way we approach entrepreneurship with a real world experience, we try to have every one of our classes, we have our co and extracurricular activities tied around living it as much as you possibly can. But you're in a higher education institution, so that has its own inherent limitations. But for the most part, we bring a dynamic, energetic group of faculty that share their expertise with our students, and our students are able to leverage that into whatever they aspire to do after that point in time. It's intentional, too. It's not an accidental thing that this is what we focus on.
I know even in my role there, right. The adjunct faculty as well as full-time faculty, you know, we're available to the students. You know, I'm a practicing IP attorney. They come to me with just questions if they want to start up a company. Right. How do they go about that? How do they trademark things, patent things? So I think the faculty does make it different.
And undergraduate and graduate schools?
It's primarily undergraduate. And we have a concentration at the graduate level.
And how many undergrads do you have in the program?
We have about 400 at this point.
That's not too bad. It's a nice...
No, it's a good size.
And there are graduate students?
There are. That's a smaller program, but it's just a collection of courses at that level, so it's a different program at the grad level.
So our audience is business owners, so I'd like to see if you can offer some, advice to business owners based on your experience as an entrepreneur and running this program, George, and your experience, Tom, as a IP lawyer, things that you think might be helpful to business owners, entrepreneurs who aren't in school. So, George, why don't you take it first, please?
Yeah, and it'll be pretty quick because this is what I use with all of my clients, too, and prospects, is that as a small business, the one thing you need to know the numbers. And you're accumulating data anyway. You're trying to build up your books, and you're trying to find out how your company's doing. Just get it right. Understand what it is. Invest a little bit of money to go ahead and understand the financial side of your business. That's one thing you don't outsource to somebody else, the understanding of it. And once you have that part under control, the rest gets really easy.
Yeah, probably a similar answer I would have. When you're starting a business or you have a small business, you got to get the professionals involved early, right? You know, before you know it, your company has a name, but do you have the right to use that name? You know, the issues come up immediately, and whether you have the funds to pay for it, you can typically get some advice from, you know, law firms, CPA firms, to make sure you start it out in the right direction.
For those who didn't tune in at the beginning, we've been speaking with George Mocher, Director, Suffolk University Center for Entrepreneurs, and Tom Sullivan, partner at Lando and Anastasia. If someone wants to get hold of either of you, how would they do that?
Probably the easiest way to get hold of me is through our website, which is simply lalaw.com. So it'd be just tsullivan@lalaw.com is my email.
Wow. Like the TV show from way back when.
Right. Like the TV show, that's right.
I liked Boston Legal better. And with you, George, how would you get hold of you?
It would be my Suffolk email is gmoker, M-O-K-E-R, at suffolk.edu.
Good. Thanks for being on the show today and continued success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Remind everybody, this is On the Record for Radio Entrepreneurs at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. We'll be right back after these messages.